ओम शांति। वी डू हैव 100% फेथ इन बाबा, राइट? हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू थिंक यू हैव 100% फेथ इन बाबा? शो हैंड्स एवरीवन। नो, ओके, हु थिंक्स देयर आर लेस परसेंटेज देन 100? Some didn't raise hand. Our faith began with knowing Baba based on the introduction, based on Baba's knowledge. That's where actually our faith began. That first when we heard Baba's introduction, we instantly start relating to at least some of the aspects of who God is, because we all had been on journey on the path of devotion, searching, looking, using different methods to meet God. We thought we will see God. We will have all attainments from God. So it had been quite a long journey. And on the journey, we read a lot. We heard a lot, and we also believed many, many things. Different opinions, different concepts, different ideas, different experiences about God. So actually when we come to Baba, each one of us have our own perception, our own belief, who God might be, how he looks like and what he does and his qualities, right? Did every one of you had faith in God, belief in God? Yeah, most of us had. Yes. So when we listen to Baba's introduction, somewhere deeply that connection from last kalpa, the connection which is eternal, connection which had given us a lot of attainments, so those feelings emerge in us. And as our intellect, our minds start feeling satisfied, that's what I was looking for. My introduction to Baba was in 20 minutes at someone's home by one of the sisters who was visiting, and she said, God is light, and he is Father. He comes at conference age, gives inheritance, and he takes you to home, and then send you to kingdom. She gave full introduction in 20 minutes. And I immediately said, but that's all I wanted, isn't it? Wanted to know whom I belong to. I wanted to know from where my roots are, or from where I get my inheritance, and also my home and my future. So I got everything. So these five aspects immediately kind of appealed me very much. And I said, it looks like this sister has very close connection with God. Because the way she was saying, if you say you are in a country and you say, can I see your president? I mean, a common citizen might not even acknowledge, but the way she was saying, this is God is, and now let's sit and we will meet God. Said, okay, let's meet God. And I said, I had very good experience, and that's how somewhere deeply I found that, you know, the soul was longing for something. As I said, first was belonging, and eternal belonging, not just relationships which we have here, but somewhere that belonging, and then home was very something. I was immediately fascinated that I always felt that address here is not permanent, even if we write permanent address, but it's temporary, that we all know. Because not only it changes, but one day one disappears from that address. So when I came to know that's the home, I said, feels really good. And my inheritance and my future or my fortune. So as I'm just giving example that each one of you, if you could recollect that when you heard Baba's introduction, there were certain aspects, certain way Baba was introduced, we felt that not only I belong to him, but also he belongs to me. So really, that's where the faith begins there, like you start believing. One day Brahma Baba was sitting and few of us were, you know, where Baba's room outside. We take off our shoes, that used to be open space. And during good weather, Baba, there was a cot there. We never used to have bed, but it was like a cot. So Baba will come outside and sometimes he will be lying down, sometimes he will sit, but most of the afternoons he would spend there. So Baba said, each one of you have 60 to 70% faith. So for me it was like, but I have 100% faith in Baba. Why is he saying 60-70? At that time we used to just look at Baba. Whatever he said, we'll contemplate, but we will never question. But later on I thought, when Baba in the Murli next morning said that as much you are able to follow Baba, Baba's direction, that much is the percentage of your faith. So then I realized that first we should always know that faith is from where the journey begins, and faith is the foundation. So that's where like spiritual journey starting, it's the foundation. But Baba uses one word that, two things actually, in Hindi they say nischay ka bal, that there is power, there is strength in faith. And now when I have to change faith into power, whichever power I need, and that's where I think our efforts are, that one is having faith, other is applying faith, and as much I apply faith, it becomes power, strength. And third, Baba also says that faith brings victory. So any time, because of any situation, if I am not able to see that I am a victorious one and I am claiming this victory, that means I am not applying faith. I am having faith, but I am not at that time. My thinking and my intellect is not using faith. And that's the time I need to, in other words, change the faith into my strength and my power. That can be done in many different ways, and one of that is actually relationships. Relationships is a big strength, actually. Relationship between father and child. So when I say, if my Baba is almighty, then what I should be, what we should be. Master, see? No? Master Almighty? So why at this time I'm having weak thoughts? When I am child of Almighty, then I am Master Almighty. So when you are having this thought that I am Master Almighty, then your weak thoughts are changing into powerful thoughts. And that power of faith, not only its power, but it brings power. As soon as you think, I am child of Master Almighty, the thoughts change and you are stronger. You have power. So we can use any of Baba's, like, transformation. You are in a situation, the atmosphere is not very pleasant. Baba is world transformer. I am Baba's child. I should be able to transform. In other words, when these thoughts are coming, then your awareness. Every January 18th, Baba always talks of two things. One is Smriti. Smriti means awareness, and Samarthi. Samarthi means your power, your strength. Awareness and power. Power could be in the way of abilities, way of capacity, inner strength, whatever is needed, but the awareness, that means to have this thought at the right time. Some of the Brahmins once in a while get some thoughts which are not as pure as they should be. If you remind yourself that I am child of purifier Baba, my Baba is pure fire or is purifier. So as soon as you have that awareness, you will find that the change happens and your thoughts become pure from impure. So awareness of different relationships. Anytime there is, am I worthy child of Baba? Or if you don't experience that much self-respect, if you instantly think Baba is my teacher and he has come to make me worthy child, so then you are able to feel that worthiness within the soul. So you can take any of any relationship, create that awareness, and then faith through awareness becomes power, which works immediately. Because power really means when things work, no? Like in this hall, we have all the connections, right? So light is working, everything, mic is working. Everything is working. So in our lives, Brahmin life especially, if you find things are working very well, whether at my personal level, as efforts or whatever way Baba makes me instrument for service, then I am able to function very well, I am able to perform very well. And one of the reasons is that you are able to have enough power. Because of the power, things are working. We might say because of faith, but actually it is faith change into power. So that's something very, very important. We have to remember that we might have 100% faith. But also second important aspect in faith is, if, let's say in Laukik, you have sister or brother. So I have faith that she is my brother or sister. But how much I trust her? How much I believe her? So there is difference between faith, and trusting. And trusting is really more powerful than faith. How much I trust Baba. Now trusting really comes through attainments. At whatever time, whatever I want to experience from Baba, receive from Baba, then my trust keep growing. So time comes when your faith and trust both should be 100%. Not only I have faith in Baba, trust is more deeper. Faith could be through your intellect, but trust is really from your heart. And when there is a voice of trust from inside, that works very well, because so from intellect there is faith, but from your heart there is trust, that I really trust. Same could be like, I have faith in drama, drama is accurate, it repeats, we have all the knowledge. But do I really trust that it's beneficial? Do I always feel that it always comes to help me, cooperate, rescue me? Drama has always supported me. Even some of the scenes of drama might look very adverse, but there had been some benefit, there had been some attainment. All trusting drama. And same really could be trusting self. As much I trust Baba, that much I trust drama, and that much I need to trust myself. Because self-trust also is something which is very, very important. So trusting really comes in testing, like I think all of us have some challenges in life, and during the time of challenge we always kind of want to test ourselves, test Baba, test others. It's human nature to test things, because whatever our experience that had been in the past takes time to trust. So that's why we always test it. And as much we keep applying, keep testing, our trust definitely keep growing. So first thing is that how do we keep changing, applying faith so it becomes trust. And when there is trust, then definitely there is victory. You have to trust your victory, that yes, there will be victory. But it's very, very important that as much I believe Baba, that much I have to believe in Baba's teachings. Because faithful means what? That I have faith, and whatever Baba says, so there is also faith in knowledge. Every aspect of knowledge. There are many, many deeper aspects of knowledge we do not maybe immediately understand, because intellect also is not that pure. But as intellect keep becoming satopradhan, many, many different aspects of knowledge are understood. Remember last week one of the point I was listening in Murli, and immediately I had such a deep experience, and I had heard that, I had believed that. But because intellect is becoming satopradhan through remembrance of Baba, understanding also of the knowledge is becoming more and more clear. And you are able to see not teachings as points of knowledge, but the wisdom and the power and the truth. One is through intellect, I say, is truth. What Baba is saying is truth. Other is deeply within, I feel, yes, it is truth. So Baba's teachings, and then teachings are changed into two things. No? One is then I follow principles, because if Baba is saying it, I must follow, and power will come from Baba, because that's where really faith comes in. We have example of Brahma Baba, Dadiji. When I used to look at her life, it was so naturally pure, so loving, all that. It was very easy for her to follow principles because she had total faith in Baba. And also maryadas. Because when it comes to honesty, when it comes to trust or being faithful really means, in other words, if we use a strong word, could be obedient. That I could say yes to Baba. Mm-hmm. Baba said it, I said yes. Because I have 100% faith, so whatever Baba says, I believe. So it becomes very, very easy to follow. And because I am changing faith into power, it becomes more easy. But if I am not able to change faith into power, then sometimes there is gap between I believe but I am not able to do it. And then when it comes to following, that means being faithful, like for Dadis, we always say they had been so faithful that they never had doubt why Baba has to say that. Dadi Janki gives example that she came here and Brahma Baba said to her, next day, you have to go on service to this place. And she said, Baba, it's only 24 hours I am here. She said, thought in the mind, but she said, okay, I will go. And when she packed her bags and baggages, Baba said, no, you don't need to go. So Baba was just seeing that, but she didn't question. Because suddenly first we question, then we doubt. So when it comes to following, there needs to be power, there needs to be the strength, and which is driven from our faith, that I am able to do it. I think most of you must have experienced some magic, miracles, and how difficult things become easy. Because Baba said it and I did it. And you should always remember that if Baba gives direction, within that direction there are, it's not an empty direction, do this. But there is opportunity, there is power, there is obedience, there is future, there is fortune, everything packed within that direction. I remember that, you know, when I came to Baba, I was very young, and Baba used to give like, you know, child, you have to do this. Okay, Baba. We don't know the place, we don't know how to do it. Really, there is no experience of that. Yes, Baba, I will do it. And when you go there, you find miracles happening. Once Baba used to tell us all the tourist places in India, during summer, a lot of people go there, so you should have exhibitions there. So you go, because Baba said it, you find when you want to get a hall, person is ready for that. When you go and meet governor, he is ready to come for inauguration. That means there are so many achievements within that. As I say, fortune is created, experiences come, and great happiness, joy. Because Baba said it, I did it. So everything just becomes very, very easy. Have you all experienced that when you said yes for any service, even there are difficulties, but it, somehow or other, those obstacles are removed. And things happen in a very smooth way. Look at Shantivan. Today we were talking about Peace Village. Somebody was saying, it's so big, it's so much work, it's so much can, but it keeps happening, it keeps happening. And sometimes you feel, who is doing it? Who is in charge? Or who, you know, when it comes to all resources, everything just keeps going on. So it's Baba, no, actually. So you start experiencing, because of this faith, that Baba is giving direction, never, never say no. Most challenging it is, most easy it becomes. This is what my experience had been, that if I just really, there is a verbal saying that you close eyes and say yes, you know, in the sense of don't use your intellect, Lord, yes, sure, I will do it. At least in my life, that's how I have taken any challenges, you know. Baba wanted service abroad, we didn't know, means, I remember I came to Germany first, I was there for 3 months, and I just didn't know much about, but everything was like, one after another, you know, doors were opening, opportunities were there, seeds were being sown, and you feel so thrilled. So saying yes to Baba. Now, many times it happens, we get a lot of questions about, is it coming from instrument, is it Srimad, is it, you know, very subtle questions come there. But for me, I always find, of course, it should come from proper channel, but once Baba is saying it is Baba's service, you will definitely experience, as I said, lot of beautiful miracles. But if we start questioning and doubting, then it doesn't work. Because our limits always, we all have our comfort zone and limits. And we don't want to cross them. We don't want to go a little bit even further. We say, no, I don't think. But we not, you know, saying no to Baba is really saying as if, no, that's not my ticket for lottery. That's someone else, you know. But Baba is saying it. So faithful could be honesty. Faithful could be obedience. Faithful could be, as I said, you know, yes, Baba, why, I won't do it, I will do it. So this is how As I said, even when it comes to doing things accurately, that's where I need to be faithful also. Then the understanding which Baba has given about karmas, every Srimad which we follow, actually we are settling many, many karmic accounts and we are creating many good karmic accounts in following Srimad. But if I disobey Srimad, then I am trapped, then some karmic bondage, some story, limiting my fortune. So Srimad is not dictates, but Srimad really is what quality of actions I should do, what should be, what will help me to not keep just settling, but while settling, also creating. Many, many ask me, if somebody gets angry, I'm settling. I said, I'm settling, but while settling, if you use patience, you have created a good relationship and good karma. So every moment there is settling and creating together, not only settling. But settling could be suffering, settling could be feeling like I am paying off, but while settling you are also creating. So it becomes easy to be faithful by reminding ourselves that if I am following Srimad, then it's helping me to sort out my karmic stories, no? Because if I am following dictates of my mind, it's really taking you into another story, taking you another settling. One time I was, Dadiji was very loving but also very disciplined. So I wanted to go somewhere 2 days and asked Dadi, can I go? She said no. So I said okay. Then I realized later on that it was how beneficial not only not to go but where I went and what I did was so important. So sometimes this whole subtle, not doubt but not lack of certainty whether I should follow or not, but also some Brahmins say, but how do I know this is Srimad? But Srimad is principles, Srimad is about maryadas, Srimad is actually whole understanding of karma philosophy. Somebody asked very nicely to Dadi that I have family in India. So this person makes enough money. So the family expects that he is alone and he is all that, so he can give money. So he start giving some, because if parents have done whatever for his education, he must, you know, respond and respect that. But then they start demanding more and more. So he asked Dadi, how much should I give? Dadi said, I will not tell how much and how much not, but your attachment should not increase, their greed should not increase. Because if their greed is increasing every time they want more, and your attachment is increasing because they shouldn't feel unhappy, let me keep giving. So really whole thing is that Srimad is helping us, that we create relationships based on divine virtues, where there is no body consciousness involved, there is no attachment involved, there is no greed involved. Because any vice, any trace of vice which is there within action will create a bondage. And bondage means again I will have to settle. So why I have to create and then settle, create and settle. So Srimad, really you can understand not by just what should I do, you know, in these details, but the main formula is that if it involves any kind of vice, that's not Srimad, that's following dictates of mind. So to be faithful really means to follow accurately. And Brahma Baba is example, Dadis are example that how they are following. But also, I feel for me to be faithful to Baba is that the sustenance which Baba is giving us, even coming to Madhuban is a big sustenance. You might think it's something very simple, we come, we spend 2 weeks. But just imagine, we have we call them surrendered souls, Nivasis, then we have Sevadharis, then you have servants. How many people are serving us? Right? Nivasis are maintaining place, keeping it okay, food is being cooked. Sevadharis come to help them. And there are servants who clean further. I think even if you go to the richest home, go to any richest family, you will not get that much abundance, generosity, openness, unlimited. I can't think of any family anywhere. Even I think in the king's and queen's life, it won't be like that. So how is Baba treating us? Do you feel you are being treated as prince and princess? But sometimes we Brahmins are so occupied with internal little storms and little obstacles, little wasteful thought that we are not able to appreciate. So appreciation, you know, when I think of whether sustenance, not only in the way physical sustenance, but providing us this atmosphere. Or thinking about, like Brahma Baba used to say, oh, I am preparing for my children because they are coming from Ravan's kingdom. So they are coming on vacation. So he used to have so much love waiting for us. At that time we were 200, 300. When I started coming, we were about 8 guests maximum or 12 in 50s. But Baba had so much enthusiasm. They coming from kingdom of Ravan, so they need vacation. Provide everything to them. So they don't have to think about anything else, but just about their spiritual sustenance. So Baba, what he is giving me, for me I always keep thinking that what way can I compensate or at least do it as much I am taking, if not more. And that's really, as Baba says, what is most valuable to me is children's purity. Why Baba is providing us? He said, I need power of purity for world transformation. I need power of truth. I need power of honesty. So he gives us sustenance so we can offer Baba collectively, individually, these gifts. So that's why when Baba said, do mansa seva, every thought, pure, elevated. Don't think ordinary, because then everything becomes ordinary. If we want everything special, if we want everything very elevated, whatever we want to happen, then our thoughts have to be like that. So, as much there is purity, that collective power of purity is our offering to Yajna. So again, some of, you know, if there is subtle disobedience in the sense of allowing your mind to think whatever, you could immediately change. What it takes, one moment to change waste thought into a very constructive, positive thought. What it takes, one moment. And then it becomes practice, it becomes our stage in a very natural way. So to have faith and to be faithful is not, there's nothing to be disheartened or discouraged. But it's what deeply it requires is that loveful relationship and deep appreciation of what Baba is providing us at conference age. When I think of, I say, no one in the world can give us the quality of sustenance which we are getting here. Brahma Baba used to personally take care of everyone, personally, little things. And that has stayed in the Brahmin culture here. Anytime you go, anytime, anything, yes. Everyone is willing to help, everyone is willing to cooperate, anyone is willing to provide you. It's coming from really Brahma Baba's, because he had so much personal care for us. I remember I am about to leave and he will find out, did she got right transport? Are you carrying fruit with you? Did you get food? Are you taking toli? Why Baba had to ask departments for doing it? They were doing it. No, but Baba will do it. So to be faithful really comes from your feelings of heart. Feel from heart and then you want to be faithful to Baba. It's not something like discipline and restrictions or, you know, sometimes we see being faithful means like we become fearful more than faithful. So, natural obedience. Some people ask me, what do you think, you had been always obedient? I said, yes. In the beginning when I came, Baba used to give very big directions. So I used to say, I don't think if I can do, I have power or not. I said, no, Baba is saying it, let's do it. Baba became avyakta. I remember after that, even now, when Dadi say, do this, I immediately say yes. They themselves later on will say, no, maybe someone else will do. You do this. But first thing we say yes, and then, of course, real some of the situations, circumstances can be considered. So how to change faith into power, be faithful and be victorious. So your victory is really coming in following Baba. Baba said it, I was able to do it, that's called victory. This was Baba's direction, I followed the direction, that's my victory. Victory over vices is of course one thing, but that also, one is Baba says, okay, should be free from anger. Let's say that's the direction. Other is there is a situation which is of conflict, and I decided that I have to be humble. I have to resolve it if it's karmic accounts through power of yoga. So that because of me, there is no disturbance in yajna. Because of me, there is not wrong example, but it's the right example. So being faithful really means applying accurately what Baba is saying, what Baba is expecting, and Baba's hopes are to be fulfilled. And as I said, that if there is faith, there is power, then you are able to do it, you are faithful, and that leads to the victory. I know all of us aim to be the bead of the rosary, right? One time Baba was ready to go to Bombay, Brahma Baba. Ready, ready means within 1 hour he had to leave. And trans messenger brought message, you cannot go. He said, Baba, this time let me go. They are ready, hosts are ready, what will they think? Again trans messenger went, there was no. Baba again made a request, no. Baba said, no. And it's really, that's how my relationship should be with Baba. Last words are, if I say yes once to Baba, how many times he will say yes to me? 10 times. One time Dadi Gulzar was going for Delhi and so all Dadis were sitting. So they felt that she shouldn't be going. So then they said, but you have to ask Baba. She said, I already asked him. So your relationship becomes so beautiful because I said yes, Baba will say yes, then I will say yes, then Baba will say yes. So it's not only you saying, but you are a bond which you are creating with God. It's very, very beautiful. It's not my manmad, but sometimes like Baba will immediately acknowledge. So don't think being faithful is only from my side to Baba, but then Baba also. At the right time, yes child, you can do it. I say yes and Baba also say yes. Very, very, as I say, very lovely, very pleasant relationship. So now what is important for us when we sit in meditation was, as I said, faith is in the intellect. And trust is from the heart. So deeply within, if there is anything where I find that there is any fear, whether following Baba or trusting Brahma or my own self, we should replace that through power of faith. There shouldn't be any resistance, there shouldn't be any fear. Because one of the deficiency which has been left in us since 63 births is lack of trust. It's very difficult for people to trust. Because of whatever, karmic accounts, settling, deceptions and whole world. Advertisement, big industries, it's like you don't, whether you believe or you don't, how far it is true. You order something in internet, it looks so big, when you get it, it's so little. One time we were new, so we were fascinated by seeing, you get 8 of these things in a package, all that. So let's order, it looks very good. When they came, they were like little toys. But we expected some big things, no? So whole thing is so deceptive around us. The trusting has been lost. So Baba has come to create that trusting in us. So that I can trust the self, I can trust Rama, trust Baba. And based on that, also trust each other. Trusting each other also is very important. Because sometimes we react and say things out of fear than trust. We had a lot of questions during center coordinators that we give assignment to someone, if that doesn't do, how do I trust? But then by trusting one day or other, sooner or later, you will get the result. I have seen one soul always will say yes and won't appear, will say yes, will never appear. But I said, why should I lose quality of trust in my thoughts, no? And that's my virtue. And that same soul one day just decided to be so trustworthy. So trust is something which makes you trustworthy. So now the question is not that how much I trust God, but how much God trusts me. How much Baba trusts me. And each assignment you are getting really is God's trust in you, and you should accept it. I remember when we got Peace Village, I had these keys in my hand and I said to Dadiji, there is such a big region, this is the keys, give to someone, somebody will take care. Dadi looked at me, smiled, gave me back keys and she said, it's really in this trust that we got this place. And honestly, every minute I remember those words, it's God's trust on me that this is going on. So if I am trustworthy, then God's trust on you, and accept that trust. Then don't limit yourself by self-trust, because I didn't know even how we're going to do it. But Baba trusted, Dadi's trusted, let me do it. And it becomes so easy. So it's not only my trust in Baba, then Baba's trust in me. And you should, that's where obedience comes. If Baba is trusting me, Dadis are trust me, let me do it. That everything becomes not only favorable, but doing what Baba wants me to do and Dadis, allowing that quality of trust to be availed. Multi-million times fortune is created, not only one to one, but really millions of times. So trustworthy. Baba says, when you become trustworthy, then you become praiseworthy, then you become worshipworthy. First has to be trustworthy. As I said, trust is not just honesty now, but trust here is God's trust in me. That I am meant for Baba, right? We all know our lives are meant for Baba. So when you are a trustworthy soul, it's a very, very beautiful quality. Then you are praiseworthy, then you are worshipworthy. But once I say, no, I'm thinking, it's not this, it's not that, that trust gets lost from Baba. So reflect on that, churn more. Everything we talk clears certain things and raises certain questions which are very good. So that's where you churn more and reflect more. But I will leave this thought that one is my trust in God, other is God's trust in me. My relationship with Baba should be so loving. Yes, Baba. So that soul becomes not only worthy soul, but trustworthy soul. And that's the main quality of being heir. Heir doesn't mean only surrender. Heir means trustworthy. A lot of us wants to know how to be Baba's heir. The first quality is that I am being trusted, not because of my honesty and good qualities. But yes, Baba trusted, I trusted. Very beautiful relationship. So now we will sit with Baba with that love. As I said, not with intellect. So that anything, any blockages are there, which doesn't allow us to say yes to Baba. Or lack of ability to follow. So Baba is that true remembrance of Baba. He removes all those traces which are from past sanskars. Past sanskars are not just nature, but not being what Baba wants us to be. Also some sanskars are blocking it. So with lot of love, just be with one Baba. Om Shanti. I suggest everyone sit straight if possible and don't rest your head on chair or sofa so that you can be in your pure energy, good energy and ability to receive. Even we are not Hatha yogis, right? We don't do postures, but at least you sit very straight. It's very good for you also, so that there is free flow. Whatever blockages are there, they all just get removed and let the soul feel that freedom. Not only freedom, but receiving constantly from Baba. So sit straight and your head shouldn't be tilted here, there. Because these are subtle pulls which doesn't allow us to be straight. You know? Some burdens of any kind, some wasteful thoughts. But just always your posture should be very straight. Very gently, gradually, take your awareness towards inner space. In the center of forehead. Where I, the immortal being, is soul. A beautiful sparkling light. And this pure energy. Let the light and might of the soul is radiated throughout my whole being, so that even the physical body changes into very subtle, the body of light, so that I can be detached and from this stage of soul consciousness. To the angelic stage. In this purest form, in this pure awareness, as I think of one who is highest and holiest. A point of light, but unlimited, like ocean. It is qualities of love, of peace, eternal bond one who is bestower he removes all our bondages. Takes us beyond cares for the child and removes all the weaknesses. All the alloy is removed. So the soul is pure gold. This loveful remembrance the quality of trust. in company of Baba. Intellect becomes pure. Thoughts are pure. So that I become a good instrument. Baba's drishti of love and care, belonging. Baba's love and light.